Hello guys, welcome back to my show at Discussing Topics. It's your host here, Lena, and if you're new to this podcast or show, please like, subscribe, also follow depending on the app that you're using to, you know, listen to this podcast right now. So our topic today is going to be about stereotype and racism, like the difference, and how you can not like fight it, but how you can overcome it, and how you can enlighten people about it. Now, about stereotyping people or certain community or certain country or certain religion is bad, but in the sense that racism and stereotyping, I think stereotyping is way more dangerous and way more bad than racism. Why do I say so? Okay, imagine for instance, countries like Nigeria, Iran, Iraq, they are being stereotyped on. For example, someone from Nigeria, when he or she goes to another country that is not in Africa, and maybe the person goes there maybe on a business trip or maybe on a vacation, or maybe just study and go to school or work. So when people see them, like when they go out or they get to any authorities, or they visit an important office actually, and someone says, "Oh, where are you from?" "I'm from Nigeria." Like, people always like back a little bit because of this famous talks about the Nigerian prince, you know, and all that. So right then and then, people are, because of just one thing that someone did, it has already gotten to everybody. So people now like look at them and say, "Oh, this is the way it is." And when it goes to the female part of it, because of the way that prostitution has gone up, and also the ladies, like most of the ladies, especially African ladies and Nigerian in question, are into that. So once you just say that you're from Nigeria, people start looking at you, "Oh, maybe she came here for something," and you know, they kind of stereotype you as that kind of person, but you're not that. So, but you won't notice for an instance that actually happened. Maybe that's what they're thinking. Some people don't notice because they're like, "Okay, maybe he has something against Nigerians, so maybe that's not the way the person is doing me." But also, about the Iraq and Iran, I watched a YouTube video about someone that said that anytime he goes out of his country, Iran, and he goes to maybe US or any type of country, that once he just lands at the airport and he submits his passport, and people always think that, wow, he's from Iraq, like he's someone that's been sent out, you know, to get the country's you know, data and everything. So he said that every time that the authorities are always at his back, like they are watching his every step, every move, and he doesn't, like, he actually went there for like a vacation, not like a very secret operation something. So because of that, because of the way Iraq is a Muslim country, number one, because that's one of the first things that always get people scared. So because of that, people always see them as bad persons. I on the other hand, when I was in Nigeria, like we have like different parts or different segments of the country, and Nigeria is not like one culture. We have it's not also one religion. We have Christians, we have idol worshippers, and we have what do you call them? I don't know if there is an atheist, but I haven't actually seen one. But people say they don't believe in God, but when something happens, they tend to call God's name. So I don't believe that they are atheists actually. So then we have like Muslims, and based on the way that Muslims, like some Muslims, I won't say all, act there, so people kind of took it that, "Oh, it's how all the Muslims all over the world act. Like they are very wild, they are very angry, they always be weapons and all that." So because of that, I have learned that you don't stereotype someone or religion or community or country because of what one did, and you are like viewing it as, "Oh, that's how everyone is." So that's why most of the time when I meet people that say Nigerians are this, Nigerians are that, I tend to give them trying to expatiate on the matter, trying to tell them what is happening. Because also, for example, let us take it this way, okay? Racism now. I know I haven't really explained like the stereotype part, but at least you guys understand what I'm trying to say. On the racism part, we have racism by culture, racism by religion, racism by I haven't seen actually by country though. I haven't seen someone that say, wow, I hate these people, I hate this country. They just say, okay, I hate this person, I hate blacks. That's just all. So, and we know blacks are all over everywhere, both in America and all that. So what am I trying to say is that also we have racism of the ones of the blacks that actually I've seen blacks that hate whites, like they really really detest white people. But on the sense of this, like if you check the scale, on the white part are much more larger than the black part. What I try to ask whenever I meet like my fellow black person, I tend to ask them, why do you hate these people? Why do you always wish them bad? Like during that COVID times, I knew of people that said, let them all die off. Like I was like, seriously, this is a bad thing to say. Even though maybe they might have done something wrong to you, but that doesn't mean you have to like generalize it, like make everyone the same, and also wish everyone bad, because it's actually a bad thing. So I tend to ask people why, I tend to educate them on that. So also one time there was this girl that said she's a teenager. I also told her, you know, gave her some few advices. She said that her classmates, also like people around her, mostly in her school, usually make fun of her because she's African and she has to be precise. So people make fun of her and call her on chat of name, like she dresses like an old woman, her hair is so ugly, and she's her skin is like chocolate, and she's like beautiful enough. So because of that, she grew this kind of slight hatred, like in a way that when I was asking her, she said if she ever gets to be a position of, you know, being given a high quality job, or she gets she has money in the future, maybe she's established and she has companies, that she's not going to ever employ a white person on her company. Second, she wasn't even going to allow any of her relatives or relations or even her children to marry a white person, and all sorts of things. So I was like, just because of what happened, this has affected her mindset and the way she sees white people. So I'm like telling her, just because of what one person did doesn't mean you have to like hate everyone, because in this white situation of a thing, we have different types of whites. Also, we have white that are Muslims, we have white that are Christians, we have white that are atheists. We also have white in the sense of country, like if someone from America and someone from Italy, they are not going to act the same. They don't have the same food, they don't have the same culture. So you see, everything is different based on country and based on religion and based on culture. So what am I trying to say in all this? Okay, one more thing. There was this thing that happened recently when I went to open an account at Postpay, which is like a mini bank, or should I say a bank for here in Italy. Not actually a bank, it's where you go and pay bills and all that. So I went there and we were three in number. So I was the top person, the first person was a guy, this one was a lady. So what I noticed was, before they called us, like during the time that we are sitting there, because of the COVID situation, although COVID has gone, but we are still, you know, experiencing like the social distancing stuff. So we are sitting like let's say for example, if I'm sitting on the first seat, the second seat will be empty, then another person can sit down on the third seat. But in this situation, most people wanted to stand, like they prefer to stand. So I chose to sit down with one other lady, but the lady was sitting at the other end of the chair, which means we had like three empty chairs in between us. So I noticed that she was constantly looking at me. She would look at me from head to toe, she would start again. I was like, I wanted to go and ask her, what are you looking at? But I said, no, she might actually have she must actually be defected. She must actually have eye problem or something, because sometimes you might see someone that thinking that maybe, oh, the person is looking at you while the person is not. They're like, okay, let me not go and cause a row for something that isn't really important. So I sat down, I still, you know, left it out. I started it, you know, operating with my phone and all that. So a few minutes later, we were called. So we stayed in a line because the man said it's one after the other. The first guy, you know, was on the, like he was processing his what he came there for. And the girl was very close to the guy. I noticed that the guy didn't actually tell her to like move back a little bit or something. So people were like, oh, nobody was even wearing, most people wasn't even wearing the mask. So it wasn't like an obligatory something, that's what you decide to do if you want. So when it came to, like, after the guy left, when it came to her turn, she went to the person that was attending to us. And I actually saw, like, that was a, I don't know what I, if I, not a picture actually, but like a post on the wall close to her, not like close to her, just say 2 centimeters away from her. I saw like a post, and I was like, okay, let me go and check what this is about. So I went to check, and it was all about a Wi-Fi decoder or demo that people have to pay like little money for to get, because that post is very good. So like, okay, if I start something going, I could actually come here and make more inquiries about this and maybe get Wi-Fi for our house. So as I was reading that, she looked at me and she was like, she said in Italian, please can you move a little bit away from me. I said, okay. I just moved a little bit back, and she told me, no, more, just go back, so just move a little bit back. I said, okay, no problem, if that's what you want. I left there totally. I went to the other side. And when I got a call, I went to go and answer the call. So I came back to Minnesota and sat down. So like, she started saying some things like, I know she was talking about me, but I didn't actually go and approach her and ask her, what are you saying about me? Like all this kind of stuff. Because I believe that if someone can say something to you with natural language, with general language, with English, or if someone can say to you, can say something to you face to face, the person is actually seeing you as like a very high person. Like the person, how we say it in our country is like the person is calling you an auntie, so like an elder, even though the person might be older than you. But if someone can approach you physically and tell you, look, I don't like you, look, I don't like this, then the person is actually seeing you as a superior person. So like, okay, I also believe that in Italy here, the law is that you don't go and punching people or, you know, harassing them, but just have to use the word of mouth. But as she told me to move a little bit, that didn't stop me from doing what I came there to do. That didn't also stop me from achieving my goals. She's not paying for my feeding, she's not paying for the house rent, she's not paying for my bills, and probably I'm not going to ever see her again. So why am I going to like disturb myself approaching someone? But the reason I'm saying this now is she might be out there, she might one day meet up with my post or my podcast, and she'll be like, okay, I don't know if I actually know this person, but I think something like that happened. And with that, she might also get like a knowledge of how I felt, or it can also educate her in a way that maybe whenever she sees another kind of person that she feels that is a threat to her, I don't know, she would know how to like approach the person, or know how to actually talk to the person. So that's just the way I say all these things are. Now, in the sense of racism is a type that someone, type of situation in which someone does like a particular person of race or culture or religion. So why am I saying this? That racism is much more different than stereotype, because people always associate those two together, although they look similarly alike, but they are not the same. Stereotype is worse than racism. Okay, racism also leads to death, sometimes leads to body harm, or what should I say, what do you call it, like it's not only body harm, but physical and mentally, yeah, harm. But stereotyping is the way that when someone just says this country is bad, and it gets to the news, it gets to everywhere, 80% of the time people believe that. Like, I can come up with one useless, baseless excuse that this country is bad, and once you get viral, people are going to believe it. Unless the people that are going to like counterbalance what I'm saying is people that are actually living in the country and people that are from there, people that have actually visited the country. But someone who has not yet been there is going to actually believe, wow, this is where the country is. Like, for instance, just take Pakistan and Afghanistan. We all know that that is how people see the country, as a bad place. We all know that, oh, someone's from Pakistan, wow, he's a terrorist, he's a kidnapper, he kills people. But from what I've seen and what I've, like, people that I've associated with are from there, they're actually cool people. So what am I trying to say? These things are all based on individuals, because it's not only them, because it happens to other people also. These things are based on individuals. So what am I trying to say in all this? So just because someone you know, say something about you, or say something about a particular people, don't like rush and maybe try to cause harm to the person, because it might be that the person have already experienced something like this, or someone who was close to the person told them some few things and they believed it. And also, most of the time, these things are being inbred like into someone when they were little, because if a kid grows, like if a kid is a kid, like you can't, the kid doesn't know what is good and bad. But when the parents continue, when the guardian continue telling the person this thing is bad, this person is bad, the country is bad, don't go to this place, don't do this, don't do that, they're actually going to believe it, because it came up, they like, they grew up with it. But when they were small and people, like the people that are in charge of them, tell them that, oh, this place, I haven't actually been there, I'm not going to pollute, but I think you have to see for yourself to actually know if the place is good or bad. So can you see now that has also made a difference from the person that you know, telling the kids bad things. So in all of this, to close all this down, the solution for all this is, when you are being stereotyped on, when you are being racist on, just have to come out, tell people. Like, if you can actually confront the person in a very gentle manner to show the person that, wow, so I thought this person would, you know, come off hard on me, but he's actually, or she's actually, very quiet and cool. So you can actually tell the person face to face that, I don't like this, how would you feel if you are in my shoes? You know, try to tell them what it is, how it feels, what they can do to make it better, and also that. So you can also go to we have social apps now, like TikTok, Instagram, WhatsApp, maybe Twitter. You can also go to those apps, you know, make a video of yourself. You can also do writing and tell people like what happened, what I like, how it happened and everything. And you see that people actually, like, I've seen many people that actually condemn all these kind of things, including white and black. I'm not dividing them. So most people know the things are bad, so they talk about them, they discriminate against it, they say this is bad, the person actually did bad. So try to say something online, maybe the person might come across it, because we don't know the videos that go viral these days. The person might come across it and say, wow, I think I thought from my perspective I was right, but from what I'm seeing, it's like what I said or how I acted or how I reacted was very bad, so I'm not going to actually do this again. So whenever I see someone, I'm going to approach them in a different manner, a different way. So secondly, you can also write like blogs, do vlogs, write newsletter articles on it, and also like go out, make some inquiries, like not like really inquiries, you can ask people who are also in the same situation with you, and who are also not in the same situation, like random people. Ask them like this type of questions, ask them few things about stereotyping and, you know, racism, what they think about it and how they think it can also help, because we can get knowledge through all types of things, be it phone, be it company, be it some people. So also do that, because this also helps in a way to create more enlightenment, people that don't actually know about this. Because some people might see it, oh, this is a natural something, it doesn't hurt, but when they go out and see like people really condemn it and it's not a good thing, they tend to deviate from it. But if they don't deviate from it, then that's up to them. I think one day karma must catch up to them also. So that's all I have to say for today. If you have any questions or anything you want to add to this, please let me know or send me a message on my email, or you know, follow me on my social media handles at TikTok Lina TV or at Statistic Lina, and I will see you when you see me. So bye, ciao, I love you.